No one enjoys waiting. You know what's interesting about Tullahoma, a small town? I don't think anyone really enjoys waiting, but if you get a new restaurant in town, you know what it is. Everyone goes to it, but yet, then people begin to complain how long the wait is. It's like you kind of set yourself up for failure, right? And so when you wait, it requires what? Patience. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. He says, I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the lookout tower. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I should reply to my complaint. So what did he just confess? He's complaining. He's complaining to God. It's believed that Habakkuk, like Ezekiel, wasn't just a prophet, but he was a guard who was posted to keep watch for security reasons in case an enemy was coming from a distance. He is in a place of waiting on what God will say and do next. We do not know how long he waited for God's response, but he was willing to put everything on hold because he was in a place, perhaps stubbornness, perhaps of saying, God, I'm not moving till you do something. Crossing his arms and sitting down and saying, I'm going to stay put until you answer my complaint. We don't know, like I said, how long he waited, especially when you just received news you didn't like. Up to this point, he hasn't liked what God has said. The only thing he can do is what he knows to do. One, keep praying, talking to God, keep waiting, and keep watching. When waiting on the Lord, we will wrestle with patience. But patience is essential. It's actually one of the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's necessary. When waiting on the Lord, we will wrestle with patience. It requires us not to act hasty or emotionally, but patience is best practiced with prayer. They go hand in hand. Waiting challenges us to keep our minds grounded in the word of the Lord and look to him. Because the opposite can happen in the midst of waiting, is we can get so distracted and wrapped up in what hasn't happened that we begin to try to make our own plan instead of waiting on the Lord. Waiting requires us to do what? Live by faith and not by sight. Habakkuk could have responded differently. He could have gotten down from his tower and said, you know what, God? I'm done. I'm